Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield, reporting from the 2018 NAFB convention in Kansas City. I'm joined by Winfield United agronomist Andy Schmidt. Andy, weather sure played a big part in how the 2018 crop turned out, huh?
Yeah, you're right. So weather made a big impact. Depending on where you're at, and in my geography that I worked in, it was a lot of hot weather, a lot of dry weather. So our producers that we're working with here in Missouri and Kansas had a lot of dry weather to deal with. Now, we also had some areas, too, where some pests come in, too, like gray leaf spot, things like that. And we also had some areas across the Midwest that were really too wet, too. So the weather made a big difference on our final bushels that were tallying, and also quality, too, and some of our crops we're pulling off right now.
How would you say growers did in managing some of those pressures in 2018?
Yeah, so managing those pressures, we have to be, you know, diligent and be out in the field scouting our fields, okay? So understanding what pests are out there, what are we be looking for? So working with your retailer or your agronomist and making a decision on what's out there and do I need to spray an insecticide if it's an insect or fuller diseases as well and make that decision. So we try to look at some of these hybrid responses like on fungicides. So we saw some pretty nice responses to fungicides on corn and also soybeans this year because of some of our weather and also the varieties that also respond to some fungicides as well. So
I'm sure in about every conversation you have today at Trade Talk, the ag economy is going to be brought up, and how does a farmer make an input decision based on profitability? It's a tough time right now financially. So when you talk with growers about that, what type of insight do you give them?
Yeah, so I think you got to start off with what you currently have, right? What is, you're looking at fertility, for example, right? You know, do I have a good soil test on that field to guide me to make a better decision from a standpoint of what's the right nutrient or nutrients I need to put on that field, right? It gives me a little bit better roadmap. So the past history of that field helps me build a good fertility program moving forward. And also, you know, where are you getting your information on these hybrids and varieties out there? Because we want to make sure we're placing those hybrids correctly, right? And getting the data behind those hybrids to say, you know, these are placed at this particular population, this right soil type. And that's where I think our AnswerPlot system allows help make those decisions on those inputs, right? That like a hybrid selection. And another thing I think about weed control and stuff is identifying, you know, what's the right, what's worked in 2018, 2017, and what do I need to improve on for 2019. So kind of developing that plan, what's the right herbicide program, and also thinking about cost too, and delivering that herbicide effectively, possibly can protect yield.
When you look at weed management strategy, do you suggest a grower plans 2 years out, 3 years out? I can't imagine anybody should be looking at it just 1 year out because of the resistance issue. What's your strategy?
Yeah, so my strategy is, you know, looking at, you know, what is my current weed spectrum I'm working with right now? You know, do I have giant ragweed? Do I have mare's tail issues? Or am I a no-tiller working my ground type of a grower? So you got to look at your weed spectrum, and you also got to look at, you know, if let weeds take over my crop, that's not going to help my bottom line either. Okay, so we got to think about what's the right herbicide, what's the right effective mode of action for that particular field, and controlling those weeds. If we don't control our weeds, we're not going to have any bushels to sell either come 2019.
Anything else before we direct our listeners to a place on the web they can get more information?
Yeah, so we have information on AnswerPlot.com, also information on WinfieldUnited.com for more things that we offer through services or AnswerPlot system, and also data that you can also go through some of our retailers that we're working with today.
That's Andy Schmidt, an agronomist with Winfield United. Reporting from the 2018 NAFB convention in Kansas City, I'm Mark Dorenkamp for Brownfield.